Thanks for listening to Stokely and Zach On Demand. Before Zach tells us who is moonwalking in the Hall of Fame today, have you subscribed to our podcast? Subscribe everywhere you get your podcast or at 1043thefan.com.
It's Stokely and Zach on Sports Radio 1043 The Fan.
Time. You don't have to think about it. It is right here. It is right now.
Heart of love so strange. Said you never know.
How you doing today, Brandon Stokely?
Yeah. Doing great. It's a great Monday. Just dominating this Monday. Just dominating it early on. And feels great. I'm shocked you're here, to be honest. I didn't know, you know, what your deal was. I didn't know if you were coming back. I didn't know if you retired. I didn't know if you pulled Aaron Rodgers. I didn't know what was going on with you. It's been a while, seems like. Seems like it's been a long, long time. But it's good to have you back. Are we going to get you all week, or is this like a hit and miss, like every other day type of thing?
You know, my status with this show reminds me of you as a player.
Oh, what is that?
I'm just listed as questionable each morning.
Yeah, you know what? I can't argue that. I actually thought, and that was a good one, and I can't even really give you any pushback there because that's pretty much what I was my entire career. But I really thought that we might be putting you on the pup list here. That's what I thought we were doing, and that's why I thought you weren't around, is that you were going to start this training camp.
You are so dramatic.
On the pup list.
Two. Because that's only one more than one.
You had the
2 days.
You had the nagging, you know, that hammy, right?
Still
and then
nagging.
It went down to the ankle, right? Remember that? You could barely walk at Bearcat Gym's 4th of July party. Remember that?
Yep, compensation injury.
And so I thought we might have put you on the pup list just to get you back healthy, you know, let you rest up for a couple weeks. I thought that might have been what we were doing here. But I'm glad we didn't put you on the pup list. You're able to fight through that baby hammy and that went down to the ankle. How is that getting better?
I could still feel the hammy.
Yeah,
I'm trying. I'm doing all the right things. I'm stretching. I'm doing squats and stuff. I can't shake it. Me and Hamler. Me and Hamler.
Yeah, you and KJ.
Can't
how about that?
Damn hammy. Golly.
One runs a 4.3 and one runs a 6.3.
A 6.3?
Yeah.
Come on. You're
faster than that. You're faster than that.
Oh, Lordy.
5.3.
Oh, my goodness.
5.3. Oh, man. But hey, it's good to be back with you, man.
I mean, kidding aside, I was doing the morning show last week, and you and I just did one show together last week on Wednesday. I took Thursday and Friday off. The week before that, I was doing the morning show Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So it had been, we've done one show in about a week and a half, and I know you miss me. I know you miss me. You do.
I missed you. You know, it's like, you know, when you're together, you know, every day, day in and day out, it gets kind of, you know, it can get kind of mundane.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can wear on people. But then when you get away and, you know, you come back, it's refreshing again. And
absence makes the heart grow fonder.
There you go. That's what I was looking for.
And that thing is feeling pretty fun.
Of course.
By the end of last week, that thing was feeling pretty fun.
I don't know. I mean, me and Marilat kind of finished off on a high note there on Thursday. And then I had to do the morning show on Friday. I did the morning show with Mike Evans on Friday.
Right.
How about Mike? How about Mike? I mean, I had a blast. He was great. And Mike's awesome. And we had a fun show.
I like legal weed.
Well, I thought it was a really good show. But, you know, Friday breakfast day, right, Zach?
Yeah.
It's a breakfast day. And I always hear he brings in breakfast.
Yeah.
So I thought to myself, I'm coming in early. They have a McDonald's right off the road. Should I go get it? I said, no, because Mike's probably bringing in. He always brings in breakfast on Friday. So I come in and no breakfast. But you know what? Mike did stop. He stopped at McDonald's and bought himself a Coke and only a Coke. And we had millennial
Coke at 5:30 in the morning?
Yes. Those Cokes are good. Those Cokes are good. I'm not judging that. That's not my cup of tea.
Especially the fountain drink from McDonald's.
That's what I'm saying.
It hits different.
But a whole nother level.
5:30 in the morning.
Yeah. But, you know, hey, to each his own on that one because they are really good. But no breakfast. So Millennial Ben was, you know, counting on it. I kind of was counting on it. And all he did was get a Coke. Who does that? I just didn't get that at all.
Did the rumor get back to you what I did the previous Friday? I brought in so much food here for everyone that Millennial Ben was taking it home with him for lunch.
I remember when you screwed something up and you had to, right? Didn't the Huff have to go out and buy stuff and know your order? Wanted like some specialty order.
No, it wasn't a specialty order.
Yes,
I asked
it was.
For a bacon, egg, and cheese on a bagel on the East Coast.
On a who?
On a bagel. On the East Coast,
try that again.
On the East Coast, you can order a bagel from McDonald's.
A bagel? What's a bagel?
I don't know why they wouldn't have a bagel available on a breakfast menu out here. It's so bizarre to me, but I was under the assumption. So then DeHuff made it a big thing about me being high maintenance. He went to Einstein's. Yeah. He made a video for himself, of course, trashing me.
Yeah. I didn't know. Like, if Mike would have texted me, hey, you know, I'm not a rookie. You know, that's what he was saying. Like, you're a rookie.
Heard that at the top of the show.
I'm not a rookie. I've been here for 5 years. Okay. I've done the morning show plenty of times.
Plenty.
So,
yeah.
But if you want me to bring in breakfast, guess what? It's your show. I will bring in breakfast. That's just kind of the guest I am.
Just communicate.
You got to let me know though. So I had to Uber Eats Chick-fil-A.
Oh, did you?
Oh yeah. Uber Eats. So I had to take care of Ben. I didn't really care about Mike, but you know, Ben was hungry back there. So we, it was all good. We ended up eating, but I just couldn't believe Mike got himself a big, large soda and nothing else.
That's who he is.
Stops?
A loser. He's a me guy.
Mike's he is a me guy.
He's a me guy. We have so much to get to here today.
Things are popping.
Hey, oh my gosh.
What's popping?
Big things popping, little things dropping.
There you go.
All right. Are cooler heads about to prevail in Green Bay, Wisconsin? In the last hour, NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport hinted that may be a possibility now with training camp right on the horizon. He put out a tweet that broke the hearts of a lot of Broncos country. If you did not hear this, again, this is hot and fresh out of the kitchen here. He tweeted, quote, Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers has indicated to people close to him that he does plan to play for Green Bay this season, sources say. That is the expectation. Many factors at play, but with general manager Brian Gutekunst saying that he is, quote, hopeful for a positive outcome, there is a glimmer of optimism. This is Ian Rappaport within the last 25 minutes on the NFL Network.
Well, it is news, and it's also the expected outcome really the entire time. I mean, Aaron Rodgers has obviously been frustrated with the organization. We've discussed for really the last several months his lack of trust, his desire to be more involved in the kind of personnel moves that the team makes. All of these things that he has, I would say, pretty clearly expressed his frustration with, turning down an extension that would have locked him in for many years to come, all of those things. However, with the team not willing at all to trade him and Rodgers not retiring because he likes to play football, this has been the expected outcome. So my understanding is Aaron Rodgers has indicated to people close to him that he plans to play for the Packers this year. Now, the fact that general manager Brian Gutekunst, Mike, said just a couple minutes ago that they are hopeful for a positive outcome, we are finally seeing some optimism in Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers moving forward, a big 24 hours to come.
Wow.
Okay. Look, for me, this is what I've expected. I've expected this to be the resolution, him to play for Green Bay Packers this year. Now, we don't know about next year.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
So, you know, like Rappaport said, Gutekunst and the Packers are talking to Rodgers and his representative. So they might hammer out some kind of guaranteed contract and he might be off the market, you know, for good. But if they don't and he plays just this year, he is gone next year. I mean, he is gone. So that leaves, obviously, the Broncos still in play for a guy like Aaron Rodgers if they want to next year. This year, I mean, that possibility has always been really low for me. I just never could see the scenario where the Packers would move this guy right now. Didn't make a whole lot of sense. Now, we'll see how this thing plays out. Aaron Rodgers retiring, hey, I mean, that was always a possibility. Him sitting out the year, that was a possibility, but I just could not see them dealing him this year.
Well, I'll back you up on it, because you have repeatedly echoed what you just said here now, that Brian Gutekunst, that organization, does not want to be the guys who traded away the league's MVP for the first time in the history of the National Football League. It's happened twice before when MVP, you know, didn't play for his team the following years, but those guys retired. We've never seen the prospect of an MVP playing for a different team the following season. I was a little bit more hopeful than you, but here we are today arriving at this temporary conclusion. And I know those two words don't really mix together.
We're still
together,
not sure.
But we're not sure.
This thing could derail quickly. But I don't think it derails to the point that they trade him.
Okay.
It might derail, like the negotiations going, it might derail to the point where he doesn't show up. But I don't think it ever gets to the point where they trade him this year.
So do you think that, okay, the prospect of him just playing on the current deal, as opposed to a new deal getting done with a bunch of guaranteed money. There was a report that came out over the weekend from Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, that said he's looking for $90 million over 2 years fully guaranteed. I said, whoa. I mean, I don't know what I was expecting the new deal would look like.
Yeah.
But golly, that's like mixing Kirk Cousins with Patrick Mahomes' contract.
Right.
Like $90 million over 2 years, 45 per. Good grief. What do you make of the prospect of him finishing out his career in Green Bay on the current contract? Or do you think, yeah, I'll come back and play for you, but it's going to come with a $90 million caveat?
I mean, I have no clue. I mean, I can't even speculate on that. Because Aaron Rodgers, this is what's been so hard and difficult here. You know, he has written people out of his lives, his family members, you know, and just been done with them. So who knows what's driving him? Does he want more money, guaranteed money, or is he just done with the Packers, you know, altogether? Like, what's his end game here? I don't know. And so that's why it's hard to kind of look at the future for Aaron Rodgers and say, this is what he wants. If he gets this, this will happen. Who knows? He might just say, I'm just going to play one more year here, and then I'm done next year. He might be wanting, you know, 2 or 3 years of fully guaranteed money and, you know, $40 million a year, $45 million a year, totally guaranteed. Don't know where his head's at. And that's why it makes it hard to project moving forward. But I don't care what he does, though. If he doesn't show up, that's the one thing that I do feel strongly about, that the Packers, not this year. They're not going to move him this year. So Broncos, hey, guess what? We got what we got right now. Now, there's another guy that we can talk about here,
and we will talk about here.
But the Aaron Rodgers, I think, to the Broncos in 2021, let's just forget about it. Unless Slareth calls us, and then we might have to. You never know when those calls are going to happen. Just joking. Love you, Mark. Love you. Just once a week now. Just once a week.
Just once a week.
It might be a couple times this week because we might be talking about this a lot.
Bringing the quota down here.
Yeah. It would be more than one. It definitely would be more than one this week. Shots at Slareth. I just think that Broncos here, okay, we have got to remove Aaron Rodgers from our thinking for 2021. It's going to be Drew, and it's going to be Teddy, and then, you know, maybe there's another guy out there that has a possibility, but I think our focus is, you know, one of these two guys is going to be the starter this year, and after that, we'll see what happens. But Rodgers to the Broncos, to me, is dead.
So, okay, so for now.
This year.
For now. Because things that are dead, they'll come back to life.
Right. I mean, that's...
It's in a coma.
This year.
It's in a coma.
Yes.
It's in a coma.
I mean, it can be, you know, it's like the Undertaker.
That's
right. It could come out of the dead.
That's right.
In 2022.
That's right.
But it's RIP in 2021.
So, if Rodgers is reporting to camp this week, that would bring some, I don't want to use the word clarity because this thing has been the furthest thing from clear, but his cryptic post with Davante Adams over the weekend was really something.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about being calculated and maneuvering together to just, I mean, Rodgers, you know, he you talking about complicated fellow, man. He acts like this cool Joe, you know, nothing bothered. I'm kind of fly beneath the radar. I'm kind of my own, you know, different bird. This man loves himself some attention. If there's one thing that I've learned from this offseason, Aaron Rodgers loves himself some attention. And the way that he goes about getting that attention is pretty unusual. And in the latest installment of that book was this post over the weekend on Instagram that he posted at the same time as Davante Adams, the cover shot of the Last Dance documentary. The Last Dance. What was The Last Dance? What was the theme of The Last Dance? It was everyone on the same page having an understanding that this was it. We had spent many days together and had times together and won championships together, but we had reached the end of the road. We can see the end of the road from where we're standing, and everyone knows it. This news today does sort of line up with that post over the weekend, does it not?
Yes, and The Last Dance would mean, hey, there's no messing with the contract. There's no amendments to the contract. He's just going to play this year on this deal. Davante Adams is in the last year of his deal. Obviously, there was talk about, you know, them trying to negotiate an extension for him. That fell through.
Right.
So it's like, hey, both of us are, this is it. Let's go out. Let's go out with a bang, like Jordan, Pippen, and that group, Phil Jackson, and you know, that's what we're going to do here. Just the 1 year, and then Davante Adams is going to go probably somewhere else, and Aaron Rodgers will go somewhere else. So that's, I mean, that's what you read into it, right? When you see that. So to me, that doesn't signal, you know, possible extension. But at the same time, if they sit there and throw 2 years, $80 million, fully guaranteed extension on top of 2021, how do you turn that down if you're Aaron Rodgers? Because you get traded. I don't think anybody's going to, you know, give you that kind of contract. I mean,
no?
Look at what Brady. No, I don't think so. And I could be dead wrong, but you look at Brady, you know, what did he get? You know, $25 million a year. I mean, that, and how many years does Aaron Rodgers have left? I mean, you think somebody would pony up that type of money?
I do.
You do?
I do.
Maybe they will.
In this league, in the year 2021, with how important this position is, with organizations like the Broncos who have been starved out, I think that would be in play. I mean, I do, and maybe I'm wrong.
Look,
Rodgers just played at age 38 and showed zero signs of deterioration.
He'll be 40 in 2022. And we're not talking about this year. We're talking about after this year.
You
said he just played at 38, so he's playing at 39 this year.
He's playing at 30.
Unless you need to clean house again.
No. Excuse me. He will play at age 38 this season.
This year. Okay.
39 will be, and
so
nowadays these guys, 39 years old.
Yeah, that's nothing. No, that's
right.
Nothing.
Nowadays, you know, the combination of the protection that these guys get from the rules, the quarterback league that it is.
You know, maybe you're right there. Maybe you'll have a team that says, hey, we'll just give you a 2 year deal, and we're going to fully guarantee it, and it will be, you know, $80 million fully guaranteed for this 2 year deal or 2 year extension once you trade for them. But you just got to realize like the ramifications there. You got to be really close, and I think that the pool of teams really shrink because you're going to have to give up, you know, multiple first round picks and draft picks, and that's the future, whatever. But also you have to, you know, allocate a big part of your salary cap to, you know, Aaron Rodgers. Where does that leave your football team? So I think you have to be really, really close, and you have to say, okay, this is a big 2 year commitment for us. We're going to go all in and try to win this thing now, especially if you commit that type of money to him.
Well,
you're probably right. I mean, there's probably a team or two or three or four that would, you know, that think they're a quarterback away.
Yeah.
And that are willing to, you know, go all in.
If you're Washington, if you're Denver.
I mean,
I think the Broncos
Denver?
Are. I do.
You think Denver's still in play?
I do, because in this scenario, in this Last Dance scenario, Von Miller's likely off the books, right? Likely. Bradley Chubb isn't going to get some record setting contract. Most of the guys on the offense are on rookie deals that you're going to have to redo.
Well,
you're going to have to get something done. Graham Glasgow's going to be off the books.
Yeah.
He's a big money contract.
But you know, let's not assume Vaughn is gone. Let's not assume Chubb's going to have a sub, you know, not get a nice deal. I think that's kind of hard.
I just said record setting. It would be hard for me to imagine that Chubb gets some sort of.
No, not
you know,
a record setting deal. I mean,
Joey
not,
Bosa type of deal.
No, yeah, he would have to, you know, get 15, 16 sacks this year.
And he could.
And then he's under contract for the fifth year anyway.
True.
So he's already under contract for that year. Yeah, I mean, look, you can figure it out. Here's the deal with a salary cap. Don't let the NFL lie to you.
Right.
You can finagle things and figure it out, push it down the road. I mean, did you see the Saints? I mean, they kept pushing this stuff down.
Oh, my gosh.
Now they're paying the piper, but this has been like 7 or 8 years And then finally, you know, once Drew Brees retired, they're paying the piper to a certain degree, but they're still able to give big deals to guys. So don't believe the shenanigans from NFL teams about the salary cap. They can figure out ways to make it work if they want to.
Right.
If they want to.
Right.
So, you know, the Aaron Rodgers thing would be interesting to really dive into and see if it's not this year, would the Broncos really be, you know, all in to get him next year?
I mean, here's a question. What would prevent the Broncos from being all in on Rodgers next year?
Well, I think when you take a step back and you say, okay, do we want to give up, you know, 2-3 first round picks? You know, this is George Payton's second year, right? So do we want to give up all those assets that it's going to take when it comes to draft picks? Okay. And then plus, do we want to commit this type of money to a quarterback that's going to be, I'm not.
But wouldn't those be the same factors in play this offseason that we think that we thought that they would be in play?
Pretty much, yeah. But it's just one more year later.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. Like, I'm just throwing it out there. I'm not saying I wouldn't do the deal next year and give up the picks.
Yeah, sure.
I'm just saying from their perspective, they might look at this thing and say, yeah, you know, what are we going to get out of this thing? Is it going to really take us over the top to the Super Bowl? Will we really be a Super Bowl contender? Or should we continue to try to build this up the right way through the draft, find our quarterback through the draft or a younger quarterback in free agency? I don't know. I don't know how George Payton, you know, views this thing going into, you know, what would be his second year. You know, hey, yes, we're all in for an older, aging quarterback. I mean, you saw what the Bucs did, but a lot of, you know, there was teams out there that said no thank you to Tom Brady.
Correct.
Right? And we heard about it.
That's right.
You know, we heard about it.
That's right.
Who do you think that team was?
You know, I don't know.
Give me a guess.
San Francisco. I mean, no. I still go back there.
That's wrong.
Okay, conclusively wrong, for sure?
Conclusively wrong, for sure.
Stokes been talking to someone.
And that's it. I crossed the one off your list. That is wrong.
Man. 100%
ooh, wrong.
Snap.
Chicago.
And this is it. This is it. I'm not going to confirm or deny anything. You're just going to hear crickets from me after this one. Is that a deal? Is that a deal?
That's a deal. Okay.
You're 0-2. There you go. Now you can kind of, you know, formulate the other teams and look and then come up with your own team.
Oh, my gosh.
But
this is so juicy.
On both of those.
This is so juicy. I love it.
You know I got the scoop on that one.
Oh, man.
But listen.
Can't wait till we go to break.
But listen, this is obviously, from the Broncos' perspective, it's all like this is George Payton's vision. You know, what does he want to do? Does he want to take that step and go all in with, you know, an older quarterback and just say, hey, let's go for it right now? Or does he want to try to build this thing, you know, through the draft and free agency and slowly build this thing up? And who knows who his coach is going to be next year? And,
and his view may change from where he stands right now. George Payton hasn't lost a game as the Broncos general manager yet. He hasn't lost a game as the GM for the Broncos yet. We'll see how this season goes because his view a year from now may change after he sees a really good roster. And I hope this isn't the case. Obviously, we want the Broncos to do well. I'd rather talk about a good football team than a bad one. But if the quarterback, once again, is holding this team back.
Yeah.
And he's there sitting in it with Sunday after Sunday like we have been for years. And that may prompt him to do something a little bit more dramatic that he may have not done a season before.
Absolutely. Look at this offensive talent. Man, I mean, imagine if Aaron Rodgers was here. Who cares? 2-3 years? Like, it's worth it because, you know, I feel like we have a team that can win now and we have a team that can put up some points and be great offensively with a guy like that. And you know what? I mean, I've seen John swing and miss here for, you know, 4 or 5 years or whatever since Peyton Manning. That might be me, too. It's a hard thing to do.
Right.
And then I'm going to watch all this young talent just kind of go to waste. Forget that. forget that. I'm not going to let that happen. And so you're right.
And his experience in Minnesota, they've lived it. They've drafted first-round quarterbacks, Christian Ponder, Teddy Bridgewater. They've gone the free agency route, Brett Favre, and now Kirk Cousins, and nothing has gotten them over the hump. So we'll see if some of that previous experience of two decades leading up to this job comes into play as well. So, all right, fascinating conversation. If you're just joining us, Aaron Rodgers more than likely off the table for this season, according to Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network. But from one quarterback saga to another, the latest twist in the ever-evolving Deshaun Watson puzzle. Details coming up next.
You're listening to Stokely and Zach on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
From one quarterback saga to another, the latest twist in the ever-evolving Deshaun Watson puzzle. Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson plans to report to training camp. How about that? He is going to avoid, and I say plans to report. He did report yesterday.
Right. Yeah.
When we did the segment, it was prior to him actually reporting
Real quick, let me clean up this because we got a great RamosLaw.com text Appreciate it. Put your name on it. This is great because we're talking about Ian Rappaport and what he reported on Aaron Rodgers last segment. We got a great one here. Who cares what Ian Rappaport is reporting? What is Mark hearing from his sources? Nailed it. Put your name on it. Come on. That was just too good.
Come on, man.
I'm on crazy pills.
Come on.
It wasn't for me. RamosLaw.com text.
303-713-1043 if you want to jump into the conversation. So Deshaun Watson reported to camp. How about that? Avoiding the $50,000 a day fine. We talked about this as a potential possibility. But even after we talked about it, when it still happened, I'm like, wow, he's there. This guy is, you know, toxic, and he's at the facility.
I mean, do you want to give up that type of money?
Hell no.
Right. I mean, who wants to? I mean, not many people will look at it and say, you know what? And these things aren't forgivable anymore. It's not like, oh, okay, we traded you.
Correct.
We're good here. No, it's mandatory. So you're talking about $50,000 a day plus, you know, where's the end game here?
And it goes up to $500,000 for preseason games.
Yes. And then, you know, if you don't show up for the year, you're talking about signing bonus money. You got to start paying back out of your pocket. I mean, nobody wants to do that. Nobody. So I think this is a smart move from him.
Yeah.
But the other thing that we thought might happen, would he would end up on the commissioner's exempt list,
yes.
Right, where they say, hey, you got these charges hanging over your head and these allegations. We're going to let this thing, we're going to try to figure this thing out before we, you know, before you can play a game for us and be on TV representing the NFL. We're going to put you on the sideline. You still get paid. And that's what a lot of people thought would happen. Obviously, he didn't go on the commissioner's exempt list, so he just said, well, I'm not going to get fined. So he shows up to camp. We'll see how this thing plays out. I mean, there's reports about teams that are interested in him.
Yeah.
I just can't buy that. I can't buy that a team will give up future, like, premium assets. I mean, it's going to cost you. I don't care what's hanging over his head. I mean, they're not going to just give him away right now.
Oh, yeah. It's going to cost you in a major way.
I mean, how can you do that to your organization? And take that risk. I mean, that's a huge risk.
What's the risk?
You give up, you know, two first round picks or three first round picks, whatever it may be, and this guy doesn't play for 2 years. Or this guy doesn't play for a year and a half because these allegations come. The NFL says you are suspended.
Okay, so you're saying the risk is the NFL could still step in. Because my brain goes, okay, it's nut cutting time. Guys are reporting to camp. He reported to camp yesterday. If the league was going to step in and do the commissioner's exempt list, it feels like it would have happened like Saturday.
Yes, it would have happened before, but at the same time, things change.
Sure.
You know, I think when, you know, originally Ray Rice was good to go.
Correct.
And then all of a sudden, you know, the video came out.
Right.
And then it's like, oh, no, stay away. You know, you're banished from the NFL. So things change quickly here. And these things are still looming. charges could happen, you know, at any time. This thing hasn't gone anywhere as far, you know, if he gets charged, now what happens?
You're saying like charged by the Houston Police Department?
Yes.
See, that could definitely happen.
But it's easy for us to sit there and say, oh, no, I mean, like you're sitting there like, oh, I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think. But if you're the head of an organization and you're saying I have to trade these picks for this guy with this stuff still hanging over his head without it being totally like done and gone, that's a hard thing to do. How foolish would you look if that happened? Now this guy has to sit out for a year or 2 years or whatever the case may be. I mean, you would look like a clown.
It would be disastrous.
Yeah.
It would be disastrous.
So yes.
You would not make this deal, though. You would not make a deal for Deshaun Watson unless you had that on pretty awesome information that this thing was headed towards a settlement. Maybe you have investigators in touch with the Houston Police Department, something of that nature to draw from that would lead you to believe that, hey, there is some risk involved here, but we have it on great information that this thing is closer to the end than the beginning.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you have to do your own homework here, and you have to do a lot of it, and you have to feel very good about your situation if you make a move on a guy like that right now. I mean, because it could backfire in a big way. I think given the Broncos situation and where they're at, I think that it takes them out of this thing right now. I just don't think the Broncos can be in play for a guy like Deshaun Watson right now.
Well, if that statement is true, that you said given the Broncos situation, I don't think they can get involved. I don't think any NFL team can get involved right now. Because what would make the Broncos different in
owner? Owner. That's the kicker here. You know, when you are being a steward for the organization like Joe Ellis and the trust are, those decisions become a lot more difficult, okay? And I think it takes that one off the books. Like, it just eliminates it because, you know what? You know, you're looking after Pat Bowlen's football team.
Right.
And you're trying to do the right things here. And the last thing you want to do is do this. And this come back and backfires, right? I mean, could you imagine?
No.
That's the last thing that you want to do when you're looking over somebody's football team, right? So you put yourself in their shoes. I put myself in their shoes, and I say, no way. I can't do that, you know, because what happens if it doesn't work out? You look awful. And so, but when you look at a team like the Eagles, they have one owner. Jeffrey Lurie. Right?
Yep.
One owner.
Yep.
That man, if he wants to make the decision like they did with Michael Vick,
right,
then you know what? He can button up and go in front of the media, and if it doesn't work out, he's running the show.
Yeah.
You know, it's only himself to blame.
Yeah.
And so that's why I think our situation here is unique, and that really takes the Broncos out of the Deshaun Watson sweepstakes until there's clarity. If there's not clarity, I think we can forget about Deshaun Watson.
Man. Okay, question. Do you
agree?
Yes, you made a great point about the ownership. That if you're going to make a move like this, you know, whoever does this deal for Deshaun Watson, because I think someone will, you're going to have to fully prepare for the lashback that's going to be the media, that may be a rally outside of your facility. Like, we can't forget when the Eagles took that chance on Michael Vick, they had full-blown rallies with thousands of people attending them, signs and pictures of, you know, what Vick had done. And, I mean, it was ugly.
Yeah.
And they said, we are going to accept this backlash that is going to be short-term in order to have long-term success on the football field. And you could argue that that is not the right way to do it. That's fine, and that argument can be heard, and I'm sure it's a sound argument. But Michael Vick went on to be an MVP candidate for the Eagles. And I think that a certain duration into that experiment, they were saying this was worth it.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think Michael Vick did a lot of good.
Oh,
he came out from something that he did really bad.
Yes.
He turned it into a positive. He really did.
Yeah. Yep. Can't bring back the dogs, but he did whatever he could do and continues to do.
Exactly.
To this day, being an advocate, you know, something that you never thought you'd see, and we saw it. So, but you're right, that one voice at the very top that says, I'm willing to put this weight on my shoulders.
Right. Yes, you have to have that. In the Broncos situation, we don't have that right now. And you're looking at possible, you know, ownership change. I mean, you don't want, you want this thing just moving forward nice and easy, right? You don't want, you know, 5,000 people, you know, outside protesting or 2,000, you know, you don't want that. That's the last thing you want in the Broncos situation. You want this thing to continue to, you know, just kind of keep going, you know, forward, nice, you know, stay under the radar. And then boom, you know, 5-6 months, you start hearing about it being sold, and it's sold next year early, and then it's all gone. I mean, that's what you want. And so that would not happen if you make a move for Deshaun Watson.
Right. That's a really good point. And it's hour number one on a Monday. Usually your first good point doesn't come to about Wednesday.
I know.
In the last
hour. I feel like
hour.
I'm balling early on. Shout out to my guy, Lemmy. You know, he's noticing on the text line, the RamosLaw.com text line. He's noticing.
I love it.
I feel it. I feel you.
All right.
I feel good.
The clock may have just struck midnight on the Aaron Rodgers Cinderella story. Is it time for George Payton and Vic Fangio to officially get their house in order? And we'll explain coming up next.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents Stokely and Zach.
I'm a bad
the clock may have just struck midnight on the Aaron Rodgers Cinderella story. That we're all kind of just, you know, even though you didn't think it was going to happen, you were still holding out hope that it did happen, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, how much fun would that have been?
Oh, my God.
Right?
Just.
I mean, how could I not? How could you not want that to happen?
This town would be going crazy.
Cortland, Jerry,
oh my
Noah.
God.
I mean, that's
oh
what
God.
I think of.
Oh, my God.
Watching fun offense again.
Right.
That's where my mind goes. Watching explosive offense is fun. So, yes. I mean, very, very optimistic it would happen, you know, and excited for it, but never really thought that it would happen this year.
Yeah. Well, we have a report from Ian Rappaport that it's likely not going to happen, although one of Rodgers' teammates has given a little bit of pushback on this report, by the way. I'll tell you who said what in just a second. But we just going on.
And here's the thing, though. Here's the thing with this real quick. No one knows. Adam Schefter a week ago said it looks like he's done in Green Bay. Ian Rappaport said, no, not so fast. And I don't think anybody really knows what Aaron Rodgers is going to do but him, his fiance, and maybe his agent, you know, and that's pretty much it. So I think this thing could turn tomorrow. Schefter could have something totally different tomorrow. So I'm not. You know, like all of a sudden thinking that, you know, Rodgers is going to show up when Wednesday or whenever.
Yeah.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
I'm not sold on that yet. Until I see him show up, I'm still going to be leery that, you know, he might not.
Okay. Well, the good part about this is that, like, there is something definitive right around the corner this week. So, like, you know, this has been dragged out throughout the offseason, but you can't drag it.
Two days.
You know, too farther or too much farther. So we are going to have some semblance of our questions answered this week as NFL teams report for training camp. But under the set of circumstances that we know to be true now, Aaron Rodgers probably isn't going to be playing for the Broncos this year. It's going to be Teddy Bridgewater against Drew Lock.
Yeah,
that's the Broncos' plan right now. So here we go. Competition starts on Wednesday. This one, I mean,
well, that's when the Broncos start too.
Right?
Wow. I'm kind of just like, here we are. Because normally we're out there.
Tomorrow is our last show without reacting to something we're seeing. Like, here we go, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, here we go. We're going to be out there. We're going to have Stokely Star of the Day, Zach's Twinkle.
Well, we're not out there every day.
I'm going to be out there every practice.
Wow.
I mean, nearly. I mean, I may miss one or two, but, you know, you and I do a good job of showing up. We're not like Evans, or, you know, who watches stretches and then goes home and takes a nap and listens to the other shows and will tell you what they saw.
Wow. Wow. Monday. Haymakers. Zach Bye.
It's a Haymaker Monday, baby.
I love it. I love it.
Just kidding. Those guys are awesome. So here we go. It's another quarterback competition. The timeline, we talked about this last Wednesday. You said the Broncos have to make a decision. It's a pretty specific window, actually. It's actually like the more we talked about it and exhausted that conversation, it's a really, really specific window. You're going to make the call after the second preseason game, which is on Saturday, August 21st, at the Seattle Seahawks. Within a day or two after that, the call has to be made. Doesn't make a bunch of sense to call it prior to that, unless one guy falls on his face, and we just don't really think that's going to happen.
No. So you look at playing the Vikings' first preseason game, then you got the Seahawks. Okay, one guy starts one, the other guy starts the other, and then let's figure this darn thing out. I mean, at that point, you should know. Somebody's going to be ahead. And then just name that person the starter, because guess what? You only have, you know, from the 21st to the 12th, before your first game. That's it. And so what's that, a little over 2 weeks?
Yeah.
And you're going to obviously have to make your quarterback announcement, you know, before the 12th, the week of the 12th. So, like, what are we doing? Do you think somebody's going to be able to, you know, all of a sudden leapfrog the other guy that's in the lead? You've seen enough. You have enough. Make the darn call and then start moving forward with that guy as a starting quarterback, giving him all the reps. They're already behind the eight ball. It's not ideal. You don't want the quarterback competition, you know, going on during camp and one guy taking half the reps away from your eventual starter. Not ideal. What are you laughing at? We'll listen to it in a second, but I'm just on a roll right now. So it's like, okay, that's the drop down date for me. That's it. And now look, I mean, to me, it's not really rocket science. I didn't come up with this genius idea here or anything,
yeah.
Right? I mean, it's after the second stinking preseason game, and, you know, you got one more preseason game, and then you're on to the regular season. I don't know if they're going to play a bunch in that last one. I don't know how they're going to treat that one. So make the call. Somebody will be in the lead, okay? And you have to, at some point, you know, get out in front of this thing and give your offense the best chance to be successful. How do you do that? By making the call earlier rather than later, okay? So just do it. I mean, that's it. So you play them on the 21st. What is the 21st? Is that like a Saturday?
That's a Saturday.
Saturday. Okay. Sunday, you're off, okay, because you're traveling back Saturday night. You get Sunday, you're pretty much off. Maybe you go get a workout in, not sure. Make the call. You're huddling up with your coaches, Vic and Pat and, you know, Shula and, you know, all. You're huddling up with them. Come on. I mean, that's the day to make the call. You let your team know on Monday, and that's full speed ahead on the 23rd. Everybody knows who the starter is, and now you have time to prepare for and get your offense ready with your starting quarterback for the Giants game. Okay, things haven't been going good around here under Vic in September. Have they?
0-7.
Can't get any worse.
Can't get any
There's nothing worse than 0-7 in sports, in
Vic
football.
Vic Fangio and I have the same amount of head coaching wins for the Broncos in the month
of
September.
Me and you combined, and Vic, we all have zero.
That's right.
It's not good. Okay? So, you know what? Starting fast this year is in paramount. Okay?
It's what? Like the movie company?
It's important. Very important. Very. I knew I was going to screw that up. I knew it.
Oh, my gosh.
I knew it. But I wanted to go for it. You know, sometimes you just go for it.
Yeah.
And I wanted to go for it. And, you know, I landed on my face. Whatever. It won't be the last time, I promise.
It was like you out of the sand at the mat. We're just going to go for it.
I'm going for it. Right.
And we had the same result here and then.
That's right. That's right. It was just complete failure. And you didn't help me out either time either.
That's
so
right.
There you go.
That's
same
right.
as the match. There we
That's
go.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. So, you know, starting fast, you have to start fast this year. You got three winnable games early, and there's no time to mess around, play around. Can't be playing silly games this year, Vic, with this quarterback position, right? You know, you don't go up to, like, that's what they did. That's what they did, you know, with Drew. Remember what they did with Drew? We all knew he was starting. His first ever start.
Oh, my gosh.
And they waited to the last possible second. We're like, this is laughable.
So
and Vic
bad.
Said he's playing silly games. It wasn't cute then, and it's not cute now.
No.
So get your act together.
2 years in a row, they've done something silly like that.
Right.
Two years in a row.
Yes. Silly game, Stokely.
They were. And just to bring clarity to your reference here, in case our listeners forgot about it or, you know, weren't here at the time, the 2019 season, the Broncos were about to play the Chargers. Drew Lock was back. Joe Flacco had the bionic neck issues. Brandon Allen The it factor, Brandon Fallon, Allen was poised to take the franchise quarterback title. Vic was splitting the reps on a Friday. On a Friday before Drew Locke's it was his first game.
Yes.
As an NFL quarterback.
Yes.
He was splitting reps on a Friday with the it factor, Brandon Allen, 48 hours before Drew Locke's first game.
Right.
And to keep, you know, the DC of the Rams at the time, who was it? Maybe it was
Gus Bradley.
To keep, like, him on his toes.
Yeah.
Like, he was losing sleep over that. Right. Tossing and turning over Brandon Allen and a rookie quarterback who's never played. And when Vic was asked about it, he said, we were playing silly little games. He actually said that.
Yes.
The reason we were splitting reps, which is a tangible thing that you can get better at as a young player, we were splitting reps because we were playing silly little games. And then, of course, last year, starting two running backs on the field at the same time with the code depth chart,
playing silly games.
That's right.
Thank you. Yes. Well, time for those games to be over. Jobs are on the line. Make your decision on the 22nd, and you let us know, the whole world know, this guy's our starter on the 23rd. Word might leak out on the 22nd, but that's got to be the plan here. That's got to be the plan.
I have a follow-up question on the dynamic behind the scenes between Drew Locke and Teddy Bridgewater as it relates to Vic Fangio.
And you never told me why you were laughing.
We will circle back. Oh, Evans texted me and said he just said wow.
Mm.
Wow at the shot that I lobbed at.
Loved it.
I'd like to take this time to announce my retirement.
Take care.
Bye. See you later. See you later.
Oh, my gosh. And, of course, the only reason we can joke around with Mike like that is because we have an awesome relationship. All right.
Just joking, kind of.
All right. An old familiar face, Stoke, in Broncos country made headlines over the weekend, and it may signal the beginning of a new reality in the National Football League. And we'll explain the thought process here coming up next.
Miss any of Stokely and Zach? Make sure to subscribe to our on-demand podcast. You'll get every episode as soon as they're released. Just subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or at 1043thefan.com.